I have a, we have a new board in front of us down here in Vegas. I was trying to find it so I can tell while we're on the air. Normally, like back at KHTK, we have a little button we can hit so we can have secret talks.
It's a button.
Yeah, we can talk back and forth to Matt.
It's a button.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, how are you, by the way? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
An hour to do this.
Oh, yeah, because Katie hasn't been on the air with Matt yet. This is their first deal.
That's true. Yeah. You guys want to just take this one and Dave and I?
That's actually a great point. There is a part of me that wanted, Nate, you and I should just walk out of here for the next 13 minutes because Katie was gone all last week.
Sounds good to me.
And Matt showed up last week on the doorstep of KHTK in a little straw basket with a note.
The stork.
Yes.
Just call me Moses.
Right. The CBS stork, we call him Moonves, dropped him off right at the KHTK studios, and there he was, but Katie was gone.
I was.
So we had a – it was a different show.
By the way,
show.
I would have much rather – let's be honest.
No, I can't
this.
Do this.
It was not a vacation for me last week.
Nope. That is unacceptable.
Why?
Were you working? And were you working at your job?
I was working more than I do at my job.
She's actually doing a real job.
That is your own silly fault. And I'll tell you why. So you went, by the way, welcome in, KHDK in Las Vegas. And as always, thank you to, and none of this matters to you guys, but in case he's listening.
It matters to us.
Yes, Tracy and everybody down here at CBS Las Vegas, this is our fourth year in a row of doing summer league, and they're nice enough to that was our boss, by the way, saying that we don't have IFB on ISDN, so that's a lot of letters for everybody else, but that just means we'll do everything over the air, which is fine. So you get to hear the behind the scenes stuff. They're always great to us. The engineer who normally comes in at 9 a.m. I'm assuming 8:30 normal hours, gets here at 5 a.m. His name's Tracy. He does a bang-up job. Actually nicer than our engineer back there, who we're friends with, but he's very gruff with us because he knows us. Tracy doesn't know us well enough yet to be mean to us yet, but the week's still long.
There.
We'll be here through Wednesday. So today, tomorrow, Wednesday, it's 3 full days of Summer League for ye. So same rules apply, though. 339-1140. Want to hit or 920-1140. You can text us at 44-1140. We have all kinds of sound from yesterday. We spoke to Malachi Richardson, and we spoke to Willie Cauley-Stein. Funny quick moment with Malachi Richardson, because I'm stupid, and you'll hear this a couple times.
Oh, really?
Well, there was a couple stupid. There was one stupid thing that you won't hear, but I'll share it with you, because much like the whole Pete Rose thing, I didn't edit. Anytime I look stupid, you can say what you want about me, but I at least have
you own your stupidity.
I'll own my stupidity. So there's a giant scrum, and then because we're doing the morning show, Chris Clark, who is the PR director for the Kings and a great guy who always hooks us up, pulled a couple players, in this case Willie and Malachi, to the side from the scrum and said, hey, they're doing their show tomorrow. They need some sound from you, just you guys, so we don't have all the stinky other media in with us, you know, asking their stinky questions. Well, so I had just gotten done watching Malachi score. It was 20 or 22 points. He led all scores yesterday.
Shoot a little.
Yeah.
He absolutely can. And more on that, because my goodness, is that stroke fun.
Yeah, I've got some thoughts on that kid.
So I just, there's no excuse. I just gotten done watching him, but in the fervor and craziness of everything, I was in the impression, or I was confused.
About his name?
I thought maybe I was talking to Scalabissiere.
But hold on.
So what I did, because I thought it was, I there's no way I should have thought Scalabissiere is Malachi. There's no way.
No.
They look nothing alike. Scal's
alike.
About a foot taller.
Exactly.
There's no excuse here. But
Malachi's got that great hair. What's wrong with you?
But exactly. It's an extra like 4 inches off his head. So what I did is I said, hey, what is the proper pronunciation of your name? Because I hear all kinds of different stuff. And he looks at me and he goes, Richardson.
Yeah.
But then credit to me a little bit, though, for thinking
you're
on
like,
my feet.
No, your first
That's
name.
Exactly what I said. I said, no, of course, Richardson. I said, but I've heard it's Malachi, isn't it? He goes, yeah, it's Malachi. And we moved on.
Oh, my
all
God.
No one would ever heard it, and all I was concerned with was saving
Malachi
face.
Malachi or Malachi?
Exactly. I knew what it was.
Malachi.
But I just wanted to know. So I think he started the interview instead of me saying we're here with Scal Labissiere. Scal, which would have been a nightmare.
Yes.
I think he started the interview going, you know what? I appreciate that he's taking the time. And he actually got my first name right. He probably was. He was probably thinking of In-N-Out Burger in 10 minutes and getting back to the room. And I don't want to talk to this dumb, stinky media guy that I don't know. But that was a good – that was a fun start.
I was giving him credit for – comedic chops there, like,
yeah.
Good, well, how Richard, you, right.
I mean, he played it off pretty Richardson. Well. Like, how do you pronounce your name, Richardson?
It was Richardson.
Like, if someone asked me, I'd be like Nate.
You know, like, I'm glad you asked. It's actually Natan.
Yeah.
So we've got that. We've got stuff from Summer League, and we'll have that all week long for you as well. And we'll hear from the two of those fellas. We're also in the 8 o'clock. Katie, you missed this last week. We've got our Kings Villains bracket.
I heard.
Yes.
I mean, we talked about this obviously prior to last week because we were planning it. But then I came back and my roommate's like, did you know they started doing this like Kings Villain thing? And
oh, I want to like, be your roommate. Wow, don't isolate that. Did you know that's Kings Hang?
No, but she was talking to me about it. And I was like, did they start that without me?
Yeah.
Like, they must have had a slow week.
Well, see, and that ding. Right. And that's the thing. You were gone. Yeah. Nate and I panicked. Matt George is offering nothing.
You know, when we talked about it prior to last week,
yes,
I had thrown in some names in the pot. And you were like, you know what? That's a good one.
Yes.
You better not have used my name.
No, hold on. No, we opened it up to calls.
Okay.
So I
just like go on vacation for a week.
Thank you.
Everything must stop.
Back to that, by the way. So your vacation and you're
not a vacation.
Okay, here's
just
the
to clear that up.
So you went home and like milked cows and built cabins,
okay.
and you did a lot of farm work, right?
I did a lot of work.
I just wanted
an axe behind her and
okay.
the Grand Canyon. Yeah. You know,
I just want to submit in the days in today's daily okay. I'm better than you contest.
Whoa.
That. Currently, right now, as we speak, my 73-year-old dad and 70-year-old mother, right, who she doesn't get along around that well, they're currently moving today.
Yeah.
Now, should I have taken this week off and gone and helped them move and been a good son? Yes. Am I a horrible son?
Yeah, because
yes.
you wouldn't have done it. You would rather pay someone to do that
Which
and
is,
help them
okay.
so that you can be in Las Vegas
I resent
and do your
that.
UFC things.
Katie, I know we're friends off the air, but that upsets me because that is exactly what I did.
I know.
But I don't like that you know that and call me on it, but that's absolutely right.
Oh,
ding, I did
yes.
pay people to help them move because I wasn't going to be there and I felt guilty.
That's good. Well, so here's
I could have taken the week off.
We have a family ranch,
yes.
right? And my dad just turned 65, so I was also up there for his birthday. His birthday was July 5th. And but no, stop being a.
I'm just playing. I'm doing. I'm doing my sound effects, Katie.
But no, so we. I went up there because I don't. Everyone, my whole family lives up there,
yes.
right? And so they are there to help my dad and to do these things on the ranch all the time. I'm not there very much. So I feel obligated to use my vacation time
sure.
to go and help my family. So I, no joke,
thought we were your family.
Put in 12 and 13 hour days last week. And we started about like 8:30 and we worked until the sun went down.
Please tell me that.
You see me. I'm covered in
you
like
are,
scratches
But
and
that's
bruises.
Normal.
Lesions.
I just thought maybe you had a fun weekend with a gentleman friend. I didn't know.
Yeah, that's so funny, Dave.
Here's the thing.
Here's so funny. Please. I do the scratching.
So please tell me that when you're out in the field and you're working,
yeah.
please tell me. Please, even if it's not true,
okay.
that your mom rings a dinner chime for everybody to come in and eat their vittles. Yes,
okay.
the dinner triangle, whatever the bell.
It's a triangle.
Yeah,
so
it's a big iron triangle.
We actually did.
Also known as my wife.
I'm gonna be honest. That's horrible. I'm gonna be honest.
Gotcha.
We used to have a bell that was wrong.
Yeah,
because it was a full working ranch, and you had to like ring for the hands to come in.
Come and get it.
I really wish that. That were the case
Aww.
Because this is what happened. I would get back to the house, my parents' house, around 8:30 or 9 o'clock at night,
mm-hmm.
and my dad is finishing up. He retires, you know, here at the end of the month from UPS for
Atta
after
boy.
30 plus years, right? So he had a really busy week and was getting home also around 9 o'clock at night from work, right?
Yes.
So my brother was off, so it was him and I working, and then my dad coming home. We would get back to the house about 9 o'clock at night, and my mom had not cooked a single morsel of food.
Oh, come on.
So
what was she doing all day?
That's a very
good... I mean, was she helping doing the work?
Facebook, you can get lost in that.
Yeah.
No, but...
she was playing Pokemon Go.
I was cranky, Katie, last week. Cranky.
You were hangry.
I was hangry. I was tired. Yeah. I was overworked, and I was hungry, and... was not being fed properly. Dang
it. You can't count on your mom.
I really did. I went home and lost like 7 pounds last week.
No, and it's noticeable. Congratulations.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Absolutely. Between your farm and Dr. Jack of NorCal Laser Lipo, your body's
things
getting a good
are all
workout.
Right. Yeah.
When you get the dinners though, what about this? Are they at least like steak and baked potato and veggies from the farm next door? Like, is it country food?
So I took a bunch of veggies from my garden up
porridge.
There. And we had those. Porridge, yeah. I wish.
That'd be awesome.
You know what was great? And I'm going to completely pull back, as you like to say, pull back the curtain on this. The greatest thing about last week, so my brother and I were over there doing all the work. And, you know, this includes like real work, like chainsaws and stuff like that.
Sure.
The great thing about it is that what I did take over to the house every day was a cooler of beers. And when it hit about noon, we're like, it's okay, right? It's time.
It's beer 30.
We can have a beer now.
Yeah.
So that was like the best part about being over there, because it's hot and you're sweaty and you're not, because of the type of work you're doing, you're in like full, like, yeah, you know, jeans and boots and like all this stuff, right?
Rest
so you're
up.
Hot. So it was nice to take a little 15-minute break and crack open a nice cold beer.
Well, we're going to take about, I would imagine, a 3-minute break right now and get back. As usual, we push
and,
stuff.
And crack open a nice hot coffee.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. Here's what we haven't got to. We haven't gotten to the arrival in Vegas. We haven't gotten to Nate's gambling exploits and something funny that happened to him that I don't
and
know if he's aware of.
I have a story about your gambling, because I know you're not going to tell it.
What story about? Oh, wow. Well, now I'm teased, because I don't even know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Shaq Hughes!
We thank Tracy and CBS Radio down here, but as you'll hear us doing all week long, of course, the biggest thanks of all goes to Jiffy Lube. JiffyLubeCA.com for your valuable coupons. Jiffy Lube, our road trip sponsor, as always, whether it's the Super Bowl, a golf tournament, down here, wherever we may go, Jiffy Lube keeps us on the road. They'll keep you on the road, too, as well. Powerful, powerful coupons at JiffyLubeCA.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. In addition to us yammering more about our arrival and all great stuff in Vegas, we have Malachi Richardson. We have We have Malachi Richardson. I'm going to do that all day. We have Willie Cauley-Stein. The UFC has sold, and we will.
But that wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah, that's what, you know, of course, that's what I was told. Once again.
Threatening legal action against you.
Not me. Not me.
Turn your mic on.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll step in front of you.
Thanks.
I think when it came up, we both had the discussion. Like, I don't think we're really buying it.
We knew he was lying, but I'll tell you why. I completely understand why he lied. We'll do all that when we get back. It's live in Vegas, Summer League, KHTK. We'll be right back. I'm afraid to ask about what the elephant in the room is, Nate, because I feel like it's something really bad. But what is?
No. I mean, this guy. Let's be honest. Like, this is a guy that got famous by stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Stealing?
Yeah, he's a thief.
Oh, musical thievery?
He stole Forrest Gump's dance move.
Yes, he did. He did. Bing.
And nobody wants to talk
about
it.
No, you're absolutely right. See, where I thought you were going, and I thought maybe we'd be Eskimo brothers on this, is I don't like Elvis at all.
Oh, really? No?
I think he's so freaking overrated. Like, people compare him to, like, Michael
Blasphemy.
Jackson. No, I've never been into Elvis.
I mean, I guess I'm kind of with you.
People lose their minds over Elvis. I'm like, dude, okay. Like, I never saw the appeal to Elvis.
I'm kind of with you for the most part. I don't really get it.
Because you weren't a teenage girl when Elvis became famous.
Very true.
Neither were you.
I know. But so the reason
I wasn't a teenage girl when the Beatles became famous, I worship them.
I get that. But you know how we listen to the music that our parents. My dad was a big Elvis fan, and we listened to him on vinyl. Along with, like, the Supremes. He was a huge fan of them.
And
Huey Lewis in the News, who I, to this day, love. Like, you know, I have, you know, Christopher Cross. That was my mom's thing. I've got a musical background that you guys just don't even know about.
Chris Cross will make you
Honestly,
the
biggest contribution Elvis ever made for me, at least in my musical taste, is he did some really good songs that were remade better. Like, there's a lot. There's some remade Elvis songs where I didn't even know he sang that. I'm like, oh, okay, that's a great song. Oh, the Elvis version. There's a couple Elvis songs I like.
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm not a big Beatles person either. I can appreciate it, but I can't say, oh, I'm a big fan. So you're allowed to not like Elvis. Well, I'm not going to berate you for
Beatles
it.
Beatles are the greatest band to ever live, idiot, and Elvis was, you know. Thank you very much, Elvis. We are down here in Vegas, CBS Radio, Las Vegas. Thanks to them. Thanks to Jiffy Lube for making it all possible. Indeed. We'll be here through Wednesday. We have King Summer League to get to, of course, Malachi Richardson. And Willie Cauley-Stein both joined us yesterday. And many, many more things just to finish up the stories of showing up here. So I got in Friday for UFC 200. By the way, we'll talk quite a bit, not only about UFC 200, but also the fact that the UFC sold today. I forwarded you both, Nate, I noticed in your press release, or in your press release, in your opening update, which isn't your fault. You'd said that it's expected to be announced today. Just as you were saying that, I checked my email and the UFC sent out their official announcement. I forwarded that to both you. Just that.
So it was announced today.
It was announced officially. It was broken yesterday by the New York Times. Guys like Darren Revell and a couple other websites.
Did they get their press pass revoked?
Probably.
Okay.
And then everything kind of broke last night. The Times, if New York Times publishes it, it's true. That's pretty much, you know, what people think, and then
you
it was announced early this morning.
Let's be honest. If TMZ reports it, it's true.
That's actually a great point right there. They don't miss. They
don't.
Really don't. They broke Prince, and they broke Michael Jackson, both deaths with TMZ. Yeah. So we have all that to get to. Now, I got here Friday again, was here. You guys arrived in Sunday, and we all got to hang out a little bit. Sunday, we went at one point. This is what I remember. This is the only Nate thing I remember. Is we go downstairs, the three of us. Nate wanted to play roulette. Real quick, because he had a couple of chips, and they carded him.
I know. Yep. Go up to the table, and he's like, he passes the money. She's like, sir, I'm going to need you need to see your ID. And
carded.
Then his ID, he's got the crazy hair.
And
you know, like
the
long hair. So it doesn't really, really look like him. And the lady goes, can you smile for me, please? And he goes, and he recreates the smile in his driver's license. And he's like, he's got this weird smile.
Oh,
and she goes,
can you do the smile? And so I do one of
these.
Oh,
my God.
I was just like, I look at her. Dave, you got to look at
me. I'm sorry.
And I'm just like. and her and the other lady just fall out. They're like, yep, that's you.
And here's a story Nate doesn't know. We picked up your press pass yesterday at the Summer League game.
That's right.
And
this is true.
And I was like, can I pick up Nate Goodyear's too? And I was like, man, look at that picture. He goes, I'm going to be honest, we were worried about this one.
That's a fact. It was Mark Fischel, the guy who heads up the NBA Summer League press passes and stuff.
What the hell picture is it?
Oh, my God. It's here. Look
yeah, dude. And he literally looked back at us. And he was, Nate, would you, listen, I fully understand if you don't want me to, but making sure I block out all pertinent information.
Could I tweet out both?
Okay, because we need the listeners to understand
that
this.
And the summer, here, put a Summer League badge.
Dear Lord.
Because I did the driver's license one on purpose. I said, listen, like, here's the thing.
You know you can't smile at it anymore.
What you learn the hard way is that it doesn't matter if you make an appointment for the DMV, you're still going to have to wait a couple hours. And I knew that I was like a week away from shaving all my hair off. So I went in there looking the absolute most like terrorist-y that I could. Long hair, disgusting beard, whatever. And then when I go to take the picture, I decided to do like the Step Brothers serious photo face where like you've got a dumb smile and you're not really looking at the camera. And you kind of look like a bewildered 9-year-old. And I got to say, I absolutely nailed it on the driver's license.
Oh, man. It's, oh, my God.
So here's the thing, and we got a break here, and I'll send these out during the break at the Drive 1140. But honestly, here's what the two pictures look like to me. Talk about an elephant in the room here. The one on the driver's license, Nate, you look like Jesus. But then the one, thank you for the ding. And then the one for the NBA Summer League, you look like the guy who got busted trying to be Jesus, who now is in state-funded rehab, realizing he's no longer Jesus anymore. It's exactly what the before and after looks like. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll play some sound. We'll start with Malachi Richardson for you, NBA Summer League, Sports 1140 KHDK, who tweeted out, we're all very happy that Dave is happy to be in Vegas. and it shows Dave Yeager being interviewed, and then I'm on the side, and
you look like a tool.
My eyes are closed. It's one of those things where,
oh
like,
my God.
He must have said something.
Like, he just went to Chuck E. Cheese and got like all your coins for the arcade.
Well, let's be fair and talk about why though.
Coach slips in a dirty joke that you weren't expecting.
Yeah,
it's
got to be a caption this today, and boy, is this caption that's going to be brutal on me. However, somebody like got a photo. My eyes were closed and I had a smile on my face. So, you know, you get anybody can stop down video to make you look really dumb, which isn't hard for me. And then they superimposed a crown on my head. But I submit to you, ladies and gentlemen, that's not the best part of this picture.
Your driver's license.
Thank you very much. Now, thank God.
That's the first thing I noticed.
And I got a call from TV's Brian May last night because this video we're looking at, odds are, was shot by them. Sean Cunningham's Sean down here, works for them, former Cage to Care. And he said, dude, when I use my phone to get sound in voice memos, and my phone has the case, if you want to call it that. It's not really a case.
It's like a wallet case.
It's a wallet case. So it holds all my stuff, including a plastic window that I put my driver's license in. Well, stupid-ass, dumb-ass, moronic me decided to hold my phone the wrong way out while I'm getting sound.
Right.
So you can see my driver's license.
I bet you can zoom in and everything.
Well,
now, driver's
scary.
License, much dumbass. Look at that.
The problem is you. Well, I shouldn't say the problem. The good news is because I immediately zoomed in.
To
and at
sure.
least on my Zoom, it's all foggy.
Okay.
And again, the smart thing to do would probably be not to highlight this on the radio so everybody goes there now with their refocus features to see if they can. Because if you could zoom in, now you can see my big, fat, dumb face, which makes your picture look good, Nate. But what you can't see quite is my driver's license number and my home address.
And your last name.
And my last name. Well, of the three that we just mentioned, the last name's the one I'm least worried about getting out.
Yeah.
The home address and the driver's license number. So hopefully nobody has that stuff. And if they do, well, hey, I just bought the house. Time to put it on sale. See you later.
It kind of looks, though, like you're just holding your wallet up to Dave Yeager.
Hey, Dave, take my money, please. Thanks, Matt George, back in studio, who has control of the sound effects now, and this could be scary.
Chris, our buddy Chris, who listens to the show, he just tweeted us, and he said, hey, I'll be in Vegas for Summer League games in about 4 hours. Important question, what's good to eat at the arena? Well, Dave always goes for popcorn.
Got popcorn. I got popcorn.
You know what? It's typical. It's typical
well,
concession
Katie,
fare.
It's Vegas, man. Uh-huh. You can eat whatever you can pay
it's
for.
Typical concession.
So
fare,
that's
right?
that's cute, guys. But as somebody who is documented to have I like to eat, and of course I did check out the concession stands at both Cox Pavilion and the Thomas Mack Center,
which
where Summer League is.
By the way,
I'm happy to inform everyone who wants to eat concessions that it's actually about 30% cheaper than your normal concessions.
Yeah, it's not bad.
For example, the popcorn $3,
but it has
about 40% cheaper than everything else in Vegas.
Smaller, yes. Their version of the arena dog, which I believe is called the Rebel Dog, because UNLV running Rebels. It's a $5 hot dog.
Yeah,
which,
cool. But it's typical concession.
Absolutely.
Fare.
Nachos, all that. Yeah. My suggestion would be eat before the many fine restaurants here in Las Vegas. I'm sure after they went to Thomas and Mack and played yesterday against the Houston Rockets, Malachi Richardson and the rest of the Sacramento Kings went and ate somewhere other than the Thomas and Mack Center. I don't think the Kings were eating Rebel Dogs on the bus on their way back to the hotel they're staying at.
Just trying to end that game soon so I can get some nachos. Damn it, I'm hungry.
Caught up with the rookie out of Syracuse. There's also, in addition to me almost mistaking him for Scalabissia for no reason whatsoever, if you listen real hard, and I hope Matt didn't. Matt, did you edit any of the middle part of this interview out? You just cut off the head and the tail, right?
Just the head and the tail.
Okay, so there's a fun question in the middle that I also should have known the answer to that I asked him. Here's Malachi Richardson right after last night's Summer League loss.
All right, we're here with Malachi Richardson. Malachi, good game today. What do you take from it?
Just got to learn to close things out. We were had it up a little bit and down maybe 1 or 2 points, and then we let it slip away from us. Just got to close out a little bit better.
How are you feeling so far a couple days into Summer League? You getting acclimated?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better after today's game than I did the first game. Just getting used to the style of play, getting used to my teammates. But I think everything will work out.
It's been a whirlwind for you, I'm sure, since the draft. So off-court stuff, what's the biggest thing you've had to adjust or the biggest thing that stands out in the NBA life?
Just having so much free time. you don't have to go to class or anything like that. So basically, I'm just going to the gym 2 and 3 times a day, and staying, trying to stay busy, not just going out and doing nothing.
So for Kings fans that didn't watch you destroy it in the NCAA tournament, what do you have to work on going in?
Everything. I'm trying to become a complete player, better defender, better offensive player, better scorer, shooter, slasher, everything. I'm trying to just become a complete player and be able to help out as much as possible.
How much total time have you gotten to spend in Sacramento?
I haven't been to Sacramento yet.
Ooh, that's
yeah.
Right.
I haven't been there yet.
Everything to get official, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So now you had, for example, during the game, you missed, I want to say it was 1 or 2 free throws in a row, and then I think you hit your next 2 3-pointers. That's obviously a mental part. What are the mental game do you have to adjust to?
Just staying with it. Missed a few free throws that I normally make, so just had to get in the gym, work on it, and I'll be fine.
A lot of people back home are going to be listening to this. So what are you looking for most? Do you want good restaurants, good places to hang out? We have to acclimate you to Sacramento.
I just look forward to getting there, seeing the town and just being there. I look forward to putting on a Sacramento uniform.
See, you have very professional answers, so I'm always curious about this with rookies. Do you have somebody go over with you how to answer? Is this a natural ability or is that you brought in? Because your answers are awesome, dude.
I got a great team behind me that helps me with this stuff, but it's just common sense, in my opinion, saying the right things. You don't want to become a bad guy saying the wrong things to the media because it happens, but you just want to be smart in what you say.
Appreciate it.
What are you looking for to improve on?
We can cut it right there. Thanks, Matt. Always.
Okay, so
that wasn't the stupid part. The stupid part was me forgetting that because the trade just went through for Bellinelli. He hasn't been to Sacramento yet. He went straight to Vegas.
Yeah.
Now, to the question about his answers.
Yeah, so here's the great thing about it. When you asked him that question, which, Dave, I'm going to give you a solid C on that interview.
Oh, what?
Solid C.
Well, how about...
Is that a fair grade?
Do I at least get a C here? Okay.
Okay, but I'm going to explain...
I do get a participation medal, though.
Yes, absolutely.
Just to be clear. No, I get the participation medal.
I love the fact that he said... I think it's just common sense. And the first thing that came to mind, who was it? D'Angelo Russell, that
yes.
on national television the other day said that he played like...
Right.
Yes.
Well,
and J.A. Adonde was like...
I love rookies. I love rookies.
D'Angelo Russell is not a rookie.
No.
This guy already is smarter than him. He's got more common sense in his left toe than D'Angelo Russell has.
And in addition to his team lead, actually, he led both teams, them and the Rockets, in points. He was very polished. And back when I did the night show, every year, because I get the last choice, I always got that year's rookie. Every year, starting with Tyreek Evans all the way up, Jason Thompson, Francisco Garcia. And I've always been very interested in the rookie acclimation and the first thing they buy. What does the NBA do for them as far as financial advice, et cetera, et cetera? Well, with Malachi, he's about as polished of a rookie in just talking to him for about 10 minutes on and off the air. So I'm always curious about that. And in Malachi's case, as he said, he has a team behind him. So that's actually something that gets covered, not just the cliches like in Bull Durham, but and this isn't about being well-spoken or not well-spoken. This is about forming your thoughts in a manner that's concise and media-friendly, and he's very good at that already.
Well, and he did a great job at that, but I've got some thoughts on his game. That was our first time being able to see him yesterday in that Kings game. So coming up after the break, I've got some thoughts on the rookie. I'm impressed for multiple reasons.
We'll do that.
But don't give it all away.
I know, right?
I'm not. I'm going to explain why I'm impressed.
We'll get Katie's thoughts when we get back, and Nate's thoughts on top of Katie's thoughts. Willie Cauley-Stein, we haven't heard from him, and we talked a bit about Willie thinking and thinking that this is basically his rookie year all over again and going into exactly why this is his rookie year. We got a lot to come for you. We're live in Las Vegas, CBS Radio, Las Vegas hosting us, doing a fantastic job, and, of course, Jiffy Lube keeping us on the road, as always, JiffyLubeCA.com for all those valuable coupons. We're right back on Sports 1140 KHDK. Thanks especially to Jiffy Lube for keeping us on the road all year long with all our trips. You still can call us, though, at 339-1140. It's Dave, Katie, and Nate. Full strength, even though we're not home. Full strength. Just some programming notes for you, because this is a fun stretch for us. We are full strength down here in Vegas until Wednesday, and then we come back Wednesday afternoon. Back home Thursday and Friday, but it will be, and treat for the listeners, as you won't have to listen to my dumb lispy voice. Katie and Nate will take you Thursday, Friday, and Monday. I will be...
you're gone Monday, too.
I'm gone Monday, too. Taking the fam up to the North Coast. And
did this happen?
That's nice.
And guess what? No TV.
Wait, where are you going?
We're going to a little town called Wallala.
Not Washington.
It's spelled Wallala, and if I really want to be ding-ding about it, the locals pronounce it Wallala.
It is Wallala.
It is Wallala, but it's spelled Gwalala. It's about...
It's kind of like concierge, which you guys
which
got
Katie
all
was,
pissy with me yesterday.
We're walking around, Katie's like, the concierge, and both Nate and
like
I just double-teamed her. He's like, dude... Concierge, okay, America.
I mean, like this went on. Let's concierge. What time did I meet? I met Katie at about 8:30 yesterday morning.
Concierge.
And I think we finally called her out on it at about 3 o'clock yesterday. And
it is a concierge.
Okay, but and it's funny because Nate and I both snapped at the same time. We're just like, guys, concierge. And Katie, to her credit, she was like, okay, guys, jeez. And then we both kind of felt bad. We're like, well, you know, it's just weird.
I got called out multiple times yesterday, not only for saying things the proper way, but for also behaving the proper way. What? Because when we got in the rental car, and you're like, and you were about to do something, which you're not supposed to do in a rental car.
Dude.
I know. What if they're listening?
And this is Nate. Seriously, Katie, are you just like the nerdiest person? I'm like, well, that's the rule.
Is that what you said? What did you? What was the term you used?
Be any nerdier?
Yeah, it was something like that. Or you call her a dork or something like that.
And I was like, geez, I'm sorry. I'm respectful of other people's property.
From the 916, I'd hate to work for 1140. You guys give each other crap for taking time off. Hot. Well, let me tell you, gentlemen or lady texting in, just wait till I'm gone on Thursday.
And
for the record, I've taken one sick day all year and no vacation days, and we're in almost the middle of July now. But I promise you, the text line will be filled. We'll be filled with, oh, Dave, only take time off to. Trust me, it's going to get a lot worse this summer because I'm gone for half of it. From the 916, loyal listener Ron, thank you. For reasons I wish not to speak of, which now I want to know why he's speaking of it, we had to get a rental car. It has HD radio. Damn, you guys sound great in HD. Well, at least Katie does.
Yeah, she does.
Thank you.
Happy Monday. In response to the Malachi Richardson interview, Dave, I've never heard you ask such short to the point questions. Well, yeah. Thanks. Wow. Appreciate that. Yeah. Yes, Nate.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that of all the driving we've been doing, courtesy of our friends, it's time to drive safe. But if you are in an accident, visit gambos.com.
Hey,
online estimate.
Yes.
This is important.
Yes.
Which, by the way, the car accident that we saw on the way here this morning at like 5 in the morning, they're going to need Gamboas.
Real quick note before we take a break, talking about off the air stuff. Katie, you were gone. Nate, you'll remember, and listeners will remember from last Friday, I was talking about my wife being nervous about something she had to do at work now that she's a manager.
Uh-huh.
And you'll notice I'm being very, very, if you weren't listening Friday, sorry, but she had to perform a managerial task.
She didn't do it, did she?
No, well, I'm not going to answer that for the following reason, because I got quite the talking to Friday night about that. Boy, was that a bad decision on my part, because apparently a lot of people, or at least the right amount of people at her work, listen to the show.
Oh.
And they were like, so you're sharing HR stuff with your husband.
Who is a moron and shares it with everybody on air.
It was a cute story. I wanted to share it. It wasn't specific. It's not like I said, hey, Jane in promotions is you know, getting a pink slip today. I didn't do that.
You know what? Next time, it's going to be a story about your sister. Right?
It's going to be a story about your sister. Hey, by the way, you guys, thanks for the phone call last week.
Yeah, thanks for picking up there, dedication.
You need to realize, when I go home to the ranch, there's zero cell phone service. So my phone wasn't turned off. It just didn't have any service. And by the way, just to make it clear for our listeners about my dedication, I offered to call in from a landline. Who still has those, by the way?
When did you get that message, by the way?
I got it Friday when I was driving home.
Oh, okay.
And you guys called on Wednesday.
All right.
So, and Nate said he sent me a couple text messages. I still never got those.
Like Tuesday morning when we got off the air.
Why'd you send her text messages, Nate?
Because he missed me.
Because she wasn't there.
Didn't send me any text messages.
So, but
I was talking with you.
But yeah, seriously, I was like 3 hours into my drive.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden my phone, and I'd had service for about 2 hours at that point.
Well, you know,
all of a sudden my phone just starts going crazy. Like all kinds of messages coming in.
Because you came back in town.
Yeah, but not apparently all of them.
We'll tell you.
Like, I never got Nate's. My phone is editing Nate's calls for me.
Well, tell your parents to get off their wallet and get a cell tower. We'll take a break.
Get off your wallet.
We're at CBS Las Vegas. Kings Summer League coverage through Wednesday. Thanks to Jiffy Lube. Willie Cauley-Stein joined us yesterday and spoke a little bit about his frustrations from last year and why he considers this, in a way, his rookie year. We'll play that sound when we get back right here on Sports 1140 KHTK.